Good morning. It's April 4th, and this is your daily brief in crypto. Here's everything you need to know. In a sharp turn of events, Bitcoin's price plummeted below $65,000 on April 2nd, causing a ripple effect across the crypto market. This significant drop triggered over $250 million in liquidations, marking a 7% decrease from the previous day and setting the stage for a tumultuous week in the world of cryptocurrency. U.S. Bitcoin ETFs saw a mixed response in the wake of this price dip, with a net inflow of $39.47 million on Tuesday, signaling continued investor interest despite market fluctuations. Analysts are interpreting this correction as a healthy adjustment, often seen in previous cycles, attributed to profit-taking. Amidst these market movements, the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, GBTC, experienced net outflows, contrasting sharply with BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust, IBIT, which saw a significant net inflow of $150 million. Notably, Cathie Wood's ARK 21 Shares Bitcoin ETF, ARKB, recorded its largest ever outflow of $87.5 million, surpassing GBTC for the first time. Adding to the market's dynamics, ProShares launched two new Bitcoin ETFs, BITU and SBIT, which have garnered significant investor interest by tracking double the daily performance of Bitcoin and its inverse, respectively. The trading volume of Bitcoin ETFs soared to a record $111 billion in March, nearly tripling February's volume. BlackRock's IBIT led the charge, capturing 50% of the total volume. The future of Bitcoin's price remains a topic of debate among analysts. While some predict a rebound to new highs of $88,000 to $90,000 by the end of April, others caution a potential pullback to as low as $42,000. Currently, Bitcoin stands at $66,125, reflecting a 5% decline over the past week, underscoring the inherent volatility of the crypto market. Investors are reminded of the importance of conducting thorough research before making any investment decisions. In a bold move that signals a rebound in confidence, Paradigm, a crypto venture firm co-founded by a Coinbase executive, is reportedly gearing up to raise a staggering $750 to $850 million for a new investment fund. This initiative not only showcases the firm's resilience, but also marks a significant moment for the crypto industry, which has been navigating through a period of uncertainty since the 2022 market crash. The fundraising effort is being spearheaded by notable figures in the tech and financial sectors, including Coinbase Global Incorporated co-founder Fred Ersam and former Sequoia Capital partner Matt Huang. Their leadership underscores the strategic importance of this fund, which aims to be the largest in the crypto industry since last year's downturn. Paradigm's determination to forge ahead, despite being at the center of controversies and a class action lawsuit, highlights its unwavering commitment to the crypto sector. This development is part of a broader surge in venture capital investments targeting the crypto market, with a particular focus on infrastructure projects in both the crypto and AI sectors. It reflects a growing trend of optimism and investment in the future of digital assets, even in the face of past challenges. The fundraising efforts and the shifting dynamics of VC investment in crypto are anticipated to be hot topics at the upcoming Benzinga's Future of Digital Assets conference. As the crypto market continues to evolve, potential investors are reminded to exercise caution and conduct thorough due diligence before making any high-risk investments in Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, or digital assets. This story not only highlights the resilience and potential for innovation within the crypto industry, but also serves as a reminder of the importance of informed investment decisions. In a pivotal moment for the cryptocurrency sector, the Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC, has initiated a public comment period for Ethereum-based exchange-traded funds, or ETFs, signaling a potential shift in the regulatory landscape for digital assets. This development is particularly noteworthy as it involves proposals from heavyweight financial institutions, Grayscale Investments, Fidelity Investments, and Bitwise Asset Management. The backdrop to this story involves a series of delays in the SEC's decision-making process for Ethereum spot ETFs, contrasting with the agency's earlier approval of 11 spot Bitcoin ETFs in January. The current market dynamics see Ethereum's price at $3,314, a figure that trails behind its 2021 peak. Amidst this financial landscape, skepticism from analysts about the approval of Ethereum-based ETFs by the May deadline is palpable. The SEC's intensified regulatory scrutiny is manifest in its recent actions, including issuing subpoenas to U.S. companies concerning their interactions with the Ethereum Foundation. This step has injected a dose of uncertainty regarding the approval prospects for Ethereum ETFs. The situation is further complicated by the regulatory tug-of-war between the SEC's oversight ambitions and the Commodities and Futures Trading Commission's, or CFTC's, commodities framework, which presently governs assets like Bitcoin. The SEC's hesitancy to make a decision on ETF proposals from prominent firms such as Fidelity and BlackRock, coupled with a lack of transparent discussion about the assessment procedure, underscores the formidable regulatory barriers Ethereum financial products face. As the deadline approaches, the challenges surrounding the approval of spot Ethereum ETFs become increasingly evident, marking a critical juncture in the intersection of finance and cryptocurrency. In a fascinating turn of events, Cathie Wood, the visionary CEO of ARK Invest, recently shed light on the volatile journey of Bitcoin, offering insights that tie its fluctuations to broader economic trends and investor behaviors. This narrative not only underscores the cryptocurrency's recent price surge and subsequent fall, but also positions Bitcoin within the larger context of global financial dynamics. Wood attributes the dramatic rise in Bitcoin's value to a combination of factors, including the devaluation of currencies in countries like Nigeria, Egypt, and Argentina. She also points to the influence of spot Bitcoin ETFs in driving the cryptocurrency's price upwards. According to Wood, Bitcoin stands out as both a flight to safety for those seeking to protect their assets from unstable regimes and monetary policies, and as a hedge against loss of purchasing power, appealing to a wide spectrum of investors. The story takes an interesting turn with ARK 21 shares, ARKB, experiencing a significant outflow of $88 million in Bitcoin, surpassing the outflow seen by Grayscale. This development signals shifting investor sentiments and strategies within the cryptocurrency market. Additionally, cryptocurrency analyst Ali Martinez draws a parallel between the price movements of Bitcoin and the NASDAQ 100 index, suggesting a correlation between tech stocks and cryptocurrency that could influence future trading behaviors. Despite the recent price fluctuations, Wood remains steadfast in her belief in Bitcoin's potential, reiterating a bold long-term price target of $1.5 million. She describes Bitcoin as a financial superhighway that offers a unique advantage due to its lack of counterparty risk. Wood's commentary not only highlights Bitcoin's appeal as a safe haven and hedge against currency devaluation, but also reflects a growing interest in cryptocurrencies as viable alternative assets amidst global economic uncertainties. As of now, Bitcoin trades at $66,623. But its journey is closely watched by investors and analysts alike, eager to see how it navigates the complex interplay of market forces and global economic trends. In a bold move bridging the traditional finance and cryptocurrency worlds, BlackRock and Securitas have teamed up to launch the BlackRock USD Institutional Digital Liquidity Fund directly on the Ethereum network. This marks a significant step towards the integration of crypto assets into mainstream financial strategies, highlighting the growing acceptance and confidence in blockchain technology among leading financial institutions. The BUIDL fund, which is underpinned by solid assets such as cash, U.S. Treasury bills, and repurchase agreements, kicked off with a substantial $100 million seed investment from BlackRock. Its rapid growth has already positioned it as the second largest product in its money market category. This development not only underscores the potential of Ethereum as a robust platform for financial innovation, but also signals a broader institutional endorsement of blockchain's capabilities. The involvement of Ondo Finance, reallocating $95 million from its own tokenized short-term bond fund to BUIDL, further underscores the increasing institutional interest in leveraging blockchain for traditional financial products. This move is anticipated to catalyze a significant influx of capital into the securitized ecosystem, enhancing the liquidity and activity across alternative investment products and trading platforms. This collaboration between BlackRock and Securitize is not just about launching a new fund. It's about setting a precedent for the future of regulated, compliant tokenization markets in the United States. As other fiduciaries begin to follow suit, we're likely to see a transformative impact on the strategies employed by regulated venues and issuers, potentially reshaping the landscape of institutional finance and crypto integration. This has been your daily brief in crypto. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.